Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Welcome to the thing. Welcome to our thing. Today is Friday, the 24th of April. I'm leaving on the 26th. I'm going to Florida on Sunday. And we did all the promos. Okay, we're good to go. We're going to have a chat tonight. We will have our Saturday cinema tomorrow. I got one more show to repurpose for the vacation. And then we're rock and roll, man. And, you know, off into the goddamn coronavirus hinterland I go. However, I will have a mask and I will be socially distancing and all that good shit. I'm flying out on JetBlue and those cats are on top of it. So, you know, I don't anticipate. Look at this shit.
What the hell is this, man? Look at this shit.
The one camera gets kind of flaky, you know. It looks kind of weird, you know. I don't know what to say. It's just like very fucking weird, you know. Okay, so,
Yeah, you know, a lot of stuff looks kind of flaky, Mr. Henry. You know, I don't know what to say about it. I don't know what to think of it. But it does look flaky to me, you know. Why is that fucking level so fucking bitch low, man? Levels are low, you know. Sometimes I listen to a fucking phone on your show. I can't hear shit. Other times, yes, I can. Other times, no, I can't.
All right, man. So, welcome aboard here. So, like what I said, we have a... Trump is throwing Georgia under the bus. President Trump's leadership has always been inconsistent and erratic. He takes a position one day and only rises another. The beginning of its tenure now is possibly dangerous to Americans trying to survive during a global pandemic, and it is a threat to the future of the local politicians trying to follow lead. Trump's tendency to flip-flop was on display Wednesday as a daily news brief after days of signaling support for protesters who are trying to get their states to lift quarantine. The president suddenly reversed, criticizing, or this week announced his state. Would I do that? No. But I'm not going to let him make his decisions. But I'm going to let him make his decisions, but I told him I totally disagree. You couldn't blame Kemp for being confused. Last week, Trump unveiled his administration's official guidelines for states to return to normalcy when the pandemic subsides, but then almost immediately undermined those guidelines. They got cabin fever, said about the protesters Sunday. They want their life back. Their life was taken away from them. Considering Trump's comments, plus congressional Republicans' refusal to approve and aid for states and cities in an attempt to incentivize local leaders to reopen their economies, you could almost understand why GOP stalwart like Kemp thought the smart political thing to do would be to go ahead despite... Right, but Kemp should have known better. Among the president's defining characters of a certain melancholy, he has shifted on a dime on issues like DACA, Syria, health care. His wishes are based on whatever he believes gives him an advantage at the moment. What a stupid fucking website this is. This Week. What is the name of this fucking website? The Week? What is this piece of shit? Is this Business Insider? Recommended Business Insider. Is that what this shit is? This is the worst goddamn shit I've ever done in my life. Worst piece of shit I've ever seen in my life. United States confirmed cases today. Yesterday, 17,000. Global, 2 million. So the United States doesn't seem to be flattening at all. We're going up. Deaths today, 3,000. Yesterday, 1,000. What? Wait a minute. What is this? This international? This is global. United States. 49,000 deaths, 850. Okay. The Ruth's Chris high-end steak chain returns $20 million small business loan. Good God. Fox News report linking Biden to Bin Laden drops hours after Trump comes up short in network's poll. A political scientist explains how the media is making a big mistake about Trump's chances in 2020. Between now and November, President Donald Trump's re-election campaign will come up with many different ways to attack. But how effective the lines of attack will be arranged we've seen in the W. Many are in denial about Trump's standing, so some mainstream media coverage of the campaign writes, in an effort to be fair to Trump, downplaying some of the problems his campaign is facing. Is, well, whatever, man. I'm so sick and tired of reading the analysis of this shit. My thing, my belief is that Trump will lose, but I didn't think the motherfucker had a chance to win. You know, last time out, I don't know. I feel a desperate sadness. Europeans horrified by Trump's exceptionally bad COVID-19 response. U.S. needs to significantly ramp up testing, says Dr. Fauci again. I might tell this motherfucker going to say that. Officer sees 2,000 counterfeit 3M masks shipped from China. Journalist who disappeared while investigating coronavirus cover-up in Wuhan reappeared 2 months later, praising the police who detained him. New HHS spokesman made racist comments about Chinese people and now deleted tweets. Watchdog group finds a key Pence staffer might have conflicting financial interests in the coronavirus response. And on and fucking on and fucking on. Fox News says they're dying to get back to work. Polls say otherwise. Trump dangerously suggests doctors test injection of disinfectants in the human body. Mother of 16 attaches not hoarding a sign to shopping cart after she's shamed. Be kind or go away. She has 16 kids in her house. That's why she was had all that shit. Bill Gates explains what we need to do to stop the coronavirus pandemic and reopen the economy. Really? John Carl talks back to Donald Trump for bad reporting remark. Did he now? That's not true. That's not true. Trump trashes the media regularly. The testy moment touched off when Trump railed against what he claims the media's negativity. You people aren't satisfied. So let's say we had 350 million people. Let's say you gave every one of those people a test. So you give 350 million people a test 10 times. The fake news media would say, where's the 11th time? He didn't do his job. Trump didn't do his job because you have a lot of bad reporting out there. That's when Carl attempted to correct him. That's not true. That's not true. You're one of the leaders of bad reporting. Trump said, no, but it's not true. Trump then criticized Carl's reporting on the production of ventilators, claiming the fake news was unhappy that it was done. Who's unhappy? Carl snapped back. The journalist later explained his outburst, saying he couldn't frankly help myself. You can't just say stuff that is completely, totally false, Carl said. Well, then why don't more, you motherfucking weak-ass pieces of shit, do this stuff? This guy, he stands up for himself, then he's apologizing. Kayleigh McEnany, there's nothing that Kayleigh McEnany's attempt at Twitter sass backfires spectacularly. Yeah.
What?
Oh, yeah. There's one guy that I really can't, Brian Tyler Cohen. I understand, you know, he's a, does that, what does he do, Open Democrats or something? He shows this really cool video, and then he jumps in with his interpretation. It's very clear, you know, just as I'm really digging it, and I'm looking at it, and I'm making my own assumptions, boom, it ends, and here he comes. I'm like, get out of here, man. Oh, my God. It's fucking unbelievable. All right, man. This is just thoroughly depressing. We already know that. Piers Morgan already weighed in on this. Nikki Haley showing her ass again. Bless her heart. Jesus, what a fucking idiot she is. All right. I don't fucking know, man. Jesus Christ. I got these friends of mine that are just out of their fucking minds. That's what they are. They're just out of their goddamn minds. 14 minutes. What time is it, man? 6 what? 6:21. Jesus Christ. Good luck. Good luck, Phil. What the hell kind of fucking email is this? Could you call or email AA and ask them to copy your profile, or in other words, add you to... No. Call or email. I've never called or emailed these people ever in my life. Call or email Actors Access. Oh, my God. Okay. I've never called or emailed Actors Access ever. I barely have their fucking link. I barely have their fucking... Oh, my God. I forgot the goddamn fucking audition. Holy shit. I can do it from Florida. That's okay. I can do it from Florida. I mean, I don't even fucking know if this is my right login or not. What do you want? Where do I go, man? I'm in the fucking view your account, manage representation. Can you add me, please, to view your account, manage contact? What in the fuck are you talking about, man? Contact us our online form. All right, man.
All right, man.
Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Well, this would be we haven't talked to you in a long time. How you been, Herb?
I'm fine. A lot of people comment. Oh, yeah. What happened, Phil?
I'm putting you down for a moment. Well, wait a minute. Ketchup. Who knew that ketchup was bad for my stomach? Who knew? Who would have ever thunk? Who would have ever given a shit other than me? Other than me? Other than me? This BSP page, Melissa's worked so hard to. It's hard to believe a lot of these people are fans of my show. I'm not kidding you. I mean, some of the stuff that's posted is so fucking lame and so completely off point. Like, what does flying feces have to do with our show? Just because we had a filth file once, that's like opens it up for people to post any goddamn shit. Hey, girls, try our box meal. What is this about? What's this post about? I'm not kidding. I mean, I guess these people think they want to be. They're being cool, but what the fuck is half of this shit about, man? What time is it, man? Jesus fucking Christ. wasting my time with this shit. I don't know, man. What if I just wing it? What do you think about just wing it today? Just check it in here. I just want to see how you guys are doing before I go on vacation. Steve, how's it going? Yeah, I'm fine. I'll just do around the horn with the characters. What do you think of that? I think it's a good idea. Okay, well, it's better than nothing. What do you think? Yeah, okay, cool. Far out. Yeah, okay. Hey, come on, motherfucker. Testing 1, 2.
The devil is right at home. The devil himself is right in the
ayer
house.
Vino
el diablo. No. I like that separator too, man. There we go. All right, baby. Let's get over here to our other thing, yeah? Open this up now. Testing 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. All right. Oh, man. I'm here to tell you, brother. Test 2, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. All right.